What's up, everybody? It's Bailey Stanfield. This is the Peace of My Mind podcast. Today, I've got another interview-style podcast. It's longer. It's got other people. It's not just me talking to myself. This podcast is with Taylor from Over the Thread, which there's been plenty of podcasts with her. This one is about inspiration, keeping inspiration. There's some good tips in there, like accepting compliments. Just you're gonna want to listen to this whole thing. It's pretty fantastic. If you would like to listen to it on their podcast, you can do that. It's just Over the Thread, spelt like how it should be. You can find that anywhere, iTunes, Breaker, it's everywhere. And it'll be in the description. But without further ado, here's the little intro music, and here's the podcast.
But yeah, so we're back at it again for another like little, they're kind of like mini segments because we don't like go super intensely into these, but I think we're going to touch on this topic. Let me see. Oh, my phone just closed. But yeah, so we were talking a little bit, I think it was a couple days ago when we were trying to figure out what we wanted to podcast about.
Yeah.
And we were thinking of doing one on kind of like, sort of like progress. Like, essentially, it's like how we can stay inspired without getting like bored. Like how we can like learn from other people's processes and like how they do things and then apply it to sort of like our methods in podcasting or whatever we're doing.
In a way, it's like an extension of patience. Patience and learning, like learning through patience and learning through kind of trial and error.
True. It's definitely a lot of patience because you have to kind of go in knowing that you don't know everything.
Yes.
And when you're taking inspiration from somebody or you're like, oh, I really like how they do this or that, and you try and replicate it, it's going to like take a while to like actually get that going. And then I think another thing to think about is like for us, like when, like there's a lot of people, there's some people out there where they like will see something and then they copy it. And then like, they don't really put their own spin on it. They just copy it. But then it's another thing to take this inspiration from whoever it is and then apply it to your own podcast and figure out how you can like adapt it into your own process in your own style to like modify your style to make it better than it was. But not like copy someone directly. At least like some people do that, some people don't. But that's kind of like what I do, I think, with the podcast and what Mary does. What we both kind of bring to it. And it's kind of like constantly adapting it almost.
Yeah. Adapting, and there's no such thing as originality, but there is still plagiarism. So you can like draw from a bunch of different influences, but you can't blatantly copy a framework of like somebody that you like. So it's like coming up with your own style, even though like, I mean, it's not going to be totally original, but you can be different still.
Right. So true. I think a lot of it, like, I mean, I'm just thinking because, like, I'm comparing this to just something that I'm close to and I know. Just coming up with this podcast, I mean, there was a lot of stuff that Mary and I had listened to prior to starting this podcast. I mean, it's why we started. We were inspired by these different people that did podcasts other influences. But, you know, it's kind of like you have to almost sit down and write out what your podcast is. I think when you first start something, and we talked about this in Ben, when I interviewed Ben, and he brought up a great point, but like, you don't know what it's going to be when you start. Like, you have an extent of knowledge of, well, we want to do this thing, but you're never going to know what exactly you want until you start and you kind of get through the process of it. Like, it's a process. And so I think the way that Mary and I are able to now kind of continually modify the podcast is, you know, we've done the things. We've kind of figured out probably a couple months in, or maybe a month or so in, kind of what we wanted it to be. And it's kind of slowly been morphing into more of what we want.
Yeah.
But once we kind of knew our goal, or essentially our goal, and it sort of transforms over time, but not much. We were able to say, okay, this is our goal. You know, what can we like take from other people? Like, in terms of, okay, this person's doing this really well, how can we then adapt it to our situation and our purpose? And I think that's the main way that you can like get out of like copying people, you know, straight out, because you're going to have to adapt it anyways, because your podcast is most likely not like somebody else's podcast. Unless of course it's like something that's already been done before and it's very, very much the same as like someone else's podcast, then obviously you have bigger problems at that point. Like, yeah, there's some issues there, but I think that's the best way that we go about it.
Yeah. I mean, if you have a goal in sight, then the adapting part just is a little bit easier. If you're going in kind of blind, it's still fine that way, but it's a whole new like monster. But
right,
having goals in sight definitely make that easier. But if your goal is, again, if your goal is something too alike to something else, then you're just like, I mean, you're just kind of shooting at nothing.
Right.
Or shooting at something that's not going to end up working because it's not original. I don't know.
Right. Yeah, that's true. I think, like, I mean, even when we were trying to figure out, like, you know, promoting our podcast and like, what is our podcast going to look like? Even just, you know, mostly podcasts, you don't really think about it in the visual terms, but yeah. Since like, we're kind of weird. Since Mary and I are both artists, you know, when we do our podcast, we like to have cover art that goes with each podcast. And that's something that it's something that we wanted to do to start off, like before we even saw anyone else's work and anyone else does with podcasts. We immediately said that that's something we wanted to do. And it's kind of one of those things that does kind of make us a little bit different, is like, not everyone does that. Most of the time, most people, when they record a podcast, it's they have their cover and that is that. But we kind of were like, how can we promote our podcast? And both of us being designers and both of us being creatives that like to do creative work that's not for our work, not like for, you know, our full-time jobs. We were like, how can we do this? And we decided that we wanted to just do cover art uniquely for each thing. And I remember Mary and I, when we first started, we didn't know what we were doing. We were kind of like, okay, we sort of had a strategy, but not really. And we've kind of been adapting it slowly. But it's also something that, like, depending on like what you're doing, if we're talking about podcasts, or even like a company or something that you have with somebody else, it's worth the conversation to like have that conversation of like, hey, where do we want to take this? And, you know, we kind of had some goals and we were like, we want it to kind of look like this. We want people to get this out of, you know, and I'm thinking of our Instagram mainly, cause that's kind of like where all of our visuals kind of live. They're all over the place, you know, promoted on our Facebook and whatnot, but we kind of have this idea of like, okay, we want to have this really nice look, and like when you look at our page, like we want it to be visually pleasing. And that's from my experience in podcasts on Instagram, it's not really the place for a podcast, right? But I haven't seen a whole lot of stuff done in terms of the visuals, and so we wanted to kind of transform the game. So we kind of had a meeting and we were like, hey, I really want to include these photos and we want to do it in such a way where they tile. And then when you look at the actual feed, it's like this really pretty thing that all connects. And so like that was like a conversation that we had and we kind of came up with. But I guess like before you start getting inspiration from people, you kind of have to have like an idea of like what sort of like thing that you're going for. It's kind of what we said earlier, but like meeting is huge, and like talking about it if it's with somebody else,
getting on the
same
page,
with yourself, Yeah. Like, and even if it's just yourself, it's like, take the time to, like, research it and, like, take the time to, like, write down your thoughts of what you want. I mean, because I think a lot of times people don't.
Yeah, it's really easy for people to think, I just want this to be my own project, and it's just me. I don't want any help on it. But, like, I know that I've been, like, guilty of that, but I enjoy, or, like, I've learned to enjoy to kind of reach out and get opinions and stuff. It gives you a different confidence. Like, you can still maintain your original goal, but you just learn what's good and what's not by talking it out, or like you said, like, even just writing it down. Or sometimes, like, what I've been doing with my podcast is I'll just, like, talk things out, and I'll come up with, like, just ideas as I'm talking that I'm like, oh, I didn't even think about that. Even though it's, like, my own thoughts, they're just, like, formulated differently when I'm talking them out.
I think that's what I like about your podcast, is it's, like, I feel like I'm figuring out things with you. Yeah. Like, it's such a process. Like, it's funny. It's unlike anything I've heard before in terms of, like, I mean, it's just you. It's great. But it, like, it's kind of like you talk through these ideas and thoughts about, like, generally it relates to your podcast and how to, like, do it better, or how to, you know, transform it or make it more of what you want people to hear. And it's interesting because you talk about, you know, like, I think you were saying, you came up with it actually during the podcast, where you're like, you know what, I want this podcast to be something that people on their commute, on their daily commute every day, can listen to, and it's the exact time of their commute. Yeah. So
literally in the podcast, I Googled the average American commute to work.
Literally.
And came up with how long my desired length, or, like, around there would be. But yeah, no, I mean, right. And it's so funny because I've thought before, I was like, okay, when do I listen to podcasts most? Or, like, when do I listen to podcasts the most that most other people would also, like, because at work, I, like, was in the position where I could just listen to podcasts literally, like, the whole time I'm working, just because of the way that my work was. But I know that's not possible for a lot of people. But I had thought about the drive to work, how that's just, like, free space that people fill up. But I was like,
and they can't avoid it.
Yeah. Either. I mean, it's completely unavoidable. Some people will listen to music or the radio, but I was like, what if it was my podcast or a podcast? And then I thought about it. But it's so funny. Yeah. I mean, just saying things out loud are completely different than what it sounds like in your head.
Right. Or even just, like, writing stuff down. I think it makes it even better. I feel like whenever we have, like, our podcast, I feel like I understand things better.
Yeah.
Because I'm, like, talking to people about these big ideas, and I feel like I, all of a sudden, like, I have, like, I didn't have an answer in the beginning, and then all of a sudden it gets to me, and I'm talking, and I'm like, oh, I have an answer, or, like, somewhat of an answer, you know?
Yeah. It's like those puzzles, or, like, it'll be, like, I'm trying to think of, like, an example, like, where, or, like, when, maybe if you're, like, looking for the TV remote or something, and it's, like, you're just alone looking for the TV remote, and then somebody else comes in the room, and they're, like, a fresh mind, and they go and look in some place that you've already looked, but it was, like, right in front of your face, and all it took was something, like, because in your head you're thinking, I've already looked there, I don't need to go back, but they're like,
right,
it's right there. You just had to lift this up, and I was like, oh, well, okay. It just sometimes just hearing, even hearing your own thought said out loud from somebody else's mouth sounds like it's completely different, because you're like, oh, okay, it sounds better when you say it. Like, I don't know. I've come to that realization many a time.
That's so true. Or, like, you'll say something, or you'll be thinking something, or I don't know, or you'll write down something, you'll send it to somebody, and then they'll say it out loud, and you're like, wait, I see something different, or, like, I feel like I don't relate to this anymore. Like,
yeah.
You kind of, like, you then, when you're hearing it from somebody else, you kind of realize stuff that you wouldn't.
Just, like, a second opinion. Loud.
Yeah, or read it.
Yeah.
That's interesting. That's crazy. So true.
Huh. But, yeah. And then the staying inspired part is really, I think that, so there's a lot of people that are afraid of compliments. I know I don't like compliments a lot of times, and I don't, like, deal well with, like, positive encouragement in a lot of cases. But I think because it makes me feel like I didn't deserve it or something. And I know that that's not, like, a super uncommon thing. But I think that sometimes to stay influenced, you have to except like motivators and like things that'll keep you motivated and keep you inspired.
I think I definitely relate in some cases. I think that was really hard for me to wrap my head around and like be able to accept compliments. You can talk to Mary about it too. I mean, she's the same way. She's worse than me, but like I've kind of like learned, even in like when we were you know in college in art school, I had to learn how to take a compliment because you don't get them that often. And so like in that sense, like you kind of are like, oh, like I haven't gotten that in a while, that feels good. But I think that's part of it too, because it's almost like it's acknowledging what you're doing correct, kind of. It's like, I don't know, for me, like, you know, I hope that people are getting a lot out of, for example, out of our podcast. I hope that people are relating to it. And you don't really know, because, I mean, Anchor's cool in which you can, like, send voice messages and things like that. But, I mean, not everyone's going to send you a message. And so I think it's really cool when you get, like, a, you know, feedback from somebody and they're like, hey, like, this touched me or this inspired me, or just like keep doing what you're doing, or good job, or like you kind of have to like take those and be like, okay, like I'm doing really well. And it might not be the case for everyone, not, you know, maybe a lot of people aren't really relating, but I mean you're touching those like certain people that are reaching out to you. So I feel like inherently like that's a success, and it's like that you should take that, and then it should inspire you to keep going. And like I'd say like take as much compliments you possibly can, and like have that be like a catalyst to innovating or finding out like more things that are, you know, something that you're doing well in. Or, I mean, also, you know, inversely, if you have someone that's telling you like kind of like intense feedback, or like kind of giving you kind of, I mean, of course there's like some people that, you know, their feedback is really negative and it's not good, but sometimes it's constructive. So it's almost like there's also that side of it too, is like taking that constructive criticism and like letting it, instead of like dwelling on like the stuff that you're not really doing correctly, is like, how can I innovate this part? Like, because I know this isn't working, and maybe I need to do the research and like see what other people are doing. And then kind of from there, you know, have that inspire me to rework this, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah. You kind of have to, like, it's dangerous listening to everybody, but at the same time, I think that you need to listen to everybody, but with a filter. And
yes,
you can kind of piece together, like, the opinions of three or four people, and then kind of find a consensus with that. Like, because sometimes, like, the wording, like, the choice wording that people choose can be like more relatable than others. And so like sometimes people will say the same thing, but the way that they say it, you're like, oh, okay, like I actually can relate to what you're saying. Even if it's about you, you're like, okay, I get that, and you can kind of improve on that or like use that as motivation. There's this lady that wants me to be a personality for, I think that I mentioned this with you. There's a lady that is a writer for the Boston Red Sox, which I played baseball my entire life, but I've never really watched it. I'll watch the World Series, but I have very limited knowledge. But she wants me to be.
I'm there with you.
Oh, well, do you watch the Padres at all? San Diego?
I don't watch them unless I'm invited to a game.
Yeah.
And if I'm invited to a game, I usually have good seats because it's, my friends will invite me and their parents have season tickets. So literally, like, it's, I would say if you're in San Diego and you like sports in general, go to a Padres game because they have the best food and the coolest atmosphere probably in the city of San Diego.
Going to games, it, like a baseball game is one of the greatest atmospheres because it's never loud.
Yes.
It's not like an obnoxious, like a football game is very like for certain people. And it's very loud, but baseball games are just super chill. You're just really hanging out, but then there's also like things happening, and every now and then people will go crazy and cheer, and you're like, it's still got the excitement, but there's also a chill factor to it. That's why it's a great spectator sport.
Yes. So I've seen several games, but I don't follow them really. Also, the Padres like love them, but also they really are really bad.
They're rarely good.
They're really bad. Like it's they were good in like 2005 and that was it. Hopefully they keep saying like next year. I don't know. But I'm like, I'm not that hopeful. But so I have no knowledge of baseball really. Like very, very small.
Like and I keep thinking every year me and my dad will watch the World Series and we're like, wow, next year I really want to follow. And then the year comes around and we don't watch anything. Like I didn't even watch the All-Star game or the Home Run Derby, which I've watched like every year ever. And I didn't this year. So like I just haven't really paid attention at all. But this lady writes for the Boston Red Sox and they've got this Facebook group that's like hopping. I think it's up to 77,000 or 78,000 people.
Which is super impressive.
Which is really impressive for, I mean, it's like an email subscription that they get. And then the Facebook group is just kind of like for people to just relate to each other. But she wants me to join her and then two other guys that are, they're all like just kind of in the older generation. And they want a younger person to kind of relate with the, like the younger, I think she wants 20 to 40 or 20 to 35 audience, which is funny to me. That she wants me as a personality with no knowledge. And I kept like, we went and met and she kept saying that I didn't, the only knowledge I needed was the chemistry that they have, which is difficult in its own regard, but it's not knowledge. It's more like intuition and like human behavior studies. But like I kept saying like, I bet I know three Red Sox currently. And she's like, no, I promise you don't even really need to know the stats because those are just stuff that you can just look up. And I'm like, okay. But it was like humbling that I was one of the first people that she thought of as a personality just because she said something that was really weird, but I kind of understood what she said. It was because she watches all my videos and that's where she like saw my like camera personality. But she said something that's like, funny. When she hears me talk, she says it always feels like I have something else to say, but I won't say it, which is such a weird thing to say. But I kind of get that. Like,
I can kind of see that, actually.
Like, whenever I'll end something, but it's like the tone is like I'm holding something out, but you're probably going to want to watch the next episode because I might say it. And I'm like, huh, I kind of get that. And I've never...
That's such an interesting insight.
Yeah, I've never heard that from anybody. And when she said that, I was like, oh. Huh. All right, I'll take that. Like, I feel like that's a super unique trait. And I'm proud of that. And I never even knew that that was something that I had. So, like, you never know when a compliment will, like, hit you right. Or when, like, right. I mean, that's such a bizarrely worded thing. And I'm, like, so happy it happened. But, like, I don't know.
That's such a compliment.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, just a unique thing. But, I mean, you just... And you don't need to go fishing for compliments, but like for that thing I posted on the Anchor Facebook page, just trying to get to know people. But at the same time, I'm trying to learn myself or like, I want them to watch my podcast so I can get feedback, but it's not with no return. Like I've watched everybody that's commented. I've went and watched through a couple of theirs and some of them. Like they're not really my style. Like there are a few that were very niche and they were great. Like they sounded great. And I gave them feedback based off of like voice, whatever, like, and tried to help them out as best as I could. But there were some that like, I listen to now and it's
yeah.
So, like it was a trade-off kind of thing. So I think that, I mean, I felt no guilt in that cause it was a mutually beneficial thing. Symbiotic.
I mean, I also think it's cool. Like, even just like straight up asking people who you like care about.
Yeah.
Like people who care about you. Like saying like, hey, like what are some things that I do? Like what are some things that you connect with or things that I do well? Like I think that could be going for anything really. I mean, it could be like, I remember when I wrote my college essays to get into college and it was super daunting for me because I was like, I had never really written about myself. In that way of like, you kind of have to not like brag, but you kind of have to be like, hey, these are like all these really cool things that I've done.
Yeah. You're just like selling yourself. You're like,
right. You're almost like selling yourself in some ways. And I remember asking people and being like, hey, like, do you mind like telling me like, you know, what are some things that I'm like strong at? Like, what are some things that you see? And it was interesting hearing their take on it, because they have a very real, you know, understanding of, like, what are all the things that, like, make me who I am. And kind of, like, they could very easily, like, break that down in a way where it wasn't, like, you know, conceited and, like, oh, like, you're this amazing, you know, this and that. But it's, like, hey, like, these are some really cool things that you are, like, strong in. I think that's a really important thing to have in any sort of creative endeavor, is having that, like, support group or, you know, or person that can, like, tell you, hey, these are some things that you're really great at, or, like, hey, these are some things that you should, like, work on, or, like, these are some things you can do to improve. I think that's kind of critical.
I agree. I mean, you can't do everything by yourself. Like, it's just, it's not...
Right.
You can't do it. That, I mean, like, our group chat, like, just me, you, and Mary, like, we'll just throw in stuff about each other's podcasts, and it's just, like, a... just like a positive outlet, kind of bragging on each other, like, to each other. And then, like, Zach Scriven and I will do the same thing. Like, it's just, you just, like, if you can just find friends that are, and it's super easy for us because we do the same thing, so we can relate in the same field. Right. So, like, yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. And having that, I think that, what is that called? There's a name for that. Oh, just a support group. I don't know why I couldn't remember that name. Like, just having a support group is... I was thinking think tank, but that's not it. It's good to have a think tank, too, but a support group is very critical.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's something that maybe people don't realize they have. Like, people are like, oh, I don't really have that. And you're like, actually, you technically do.
Yeah.
Like, if you just talk to these people and, like, you know, ask you just for gotta feedback. Have a... I think... it's cool.
Yeah, like a group of people that you will listen to their opinions.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really good.
It's interesting.
Huh. Again, it's interesting talking about this stuff, because I think this is all stuff that I knew, but I'm like, oh, like, I'm getting stuff from this too. I'm like, interesting.
Like, when it comes down to, like, it really just hearing it, like, spoken out. It's just a completely different thing. I mean, it's true.
That's why we podcast.
That's right.
It's a learning endeavor. I mean, that's what they say, like, therapy is so good, because it's like you're getting out all of those, like, fears or, like, things that you're upset about.
Yeah.
And you're, like, talking them out, and then you're like, oh, it's actually, like, not that bad.
Yeah. And you don't, I mean, it's usually nothing that you don't know. It's just you're hearing it in a different light. There's that guy, right. I've mentioned him in one of my podcasts. His name is Alan Monk, and he's got a podcast where, have you listened to any of his stuff?
Shout out to Alan. Yes, I have.
And his name, his podcast name is Insistent on Improvement, which is just great. Like, that's literally, all of his podcasts are just, like, positive influence and
it's a great,
like,
name.
His own improvement. He filmed his first couple on his phone, and then he got some equipment. So, like, you're, like, growing with his podcast, and they're all super short, which I... like, when it comes on a podcast, I'm more into the, like, long form. Like, I listen to Joe Rogan, and his are, like, 3.5 to 4 hours.
They're so long.
But it's nice to have those, because it gets overwhelming. Like, I listen to Joe Rogan, who's, like, 3.5 hours. There's another one called Tiger Belly that I listen to that's, like, 1.5 hours. And just those alone end up taking any of my time that I'm listening to podcasts. So having the short ones are always, they're nice to have every so often.
Yes.
And he does daily as well.
Yeah. And I appreciate that. And he started recently. So that's kind of cool. Like, his podcast is already doing really well. And, like, I think, and even, like, when he was talking about his story, I was reading the comment on the Facebook group. But, it's a really cool, it's cool that, like, you know, we can connect with those people. And, like, people,
and it's so easy. You just have to be willing.
Yeah.
And there, I mean, there's a lot of times you find somebody that is parasitic, and they just want you to see their stuff. But then there's the ones that, you know, are really out here also trying to improve.
Yeah, I think it's definitely cool. It's definitely cool getting feedback from someone who's not in your same field. And then it's also good to get feedback from someone who's in your same field, because they can also have really great, like, advice.
I think that, and you have to listen to their advice differently. Like, if you're listening to something, like, when I'm listening to you guys, I listen to pretty much, like, everything that you say. But if you're listening to somebody who, I don't know, is, like, a architect or something, but they just are your friend, so they know your, like, personal side and not the technical side, then you're listening to different pieces of what they say. So it's just, it's knowing what to be conscientious of and knowing what to pick out of a conversation, like not listen to too harshly. Because like if you're listening to the advice from somebody who has never listened to your podcast, and you're just like, so how have I like been, like how have I been lately? You're gonna like, you don't even need to talk about the podcast. Like, I guess you could have them listen to it, but like there's some people that you don't like, there's just separate like fields of interest that you need to also improve on that aren't just what you're working on.
Right. That's so true. Huh.
All good things.
Dang.
Did I ever give you an all good things sticker? I had a friend that like just says that all the time. And I told her that I would make a sticker, so I made like 250, and they just say all good things.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool. No, I have not received a sticker.
I've been sending them in shirts. I need to just send you one.
Is there going to be another shirt release?
Yes. We're doing, yes. Me and a friend are doing a collaboration, and we're doing like a collab shirt. I'm so excited. It's going to be so sweet.
Ooh, that's so exciting.
And
I know.
He's to do one. He's a fisher. Like, he does fishing. And we're Quiet Wave, which has waves in it. So it's going to be like, it's going to be, it works. I'm so excited.
Yes. But we should definitely do a collaboration.
Yeah, I still want to do a collaboration shirt really bad.
Yes. Yeah, so for those of you who don't know that are listening in, so Bailey has a shirt. Well, it's a bigger company than that, but they do shirts. It's just shirts right now. It's shirts and jackets.
Yes, yeah, it's shirts and like hoodies.
Yes.
We have fanny packs cool. too, if anybody's into that.
What?
It's so
that's sweet.
It's so nice. But yeah, so we just do shirts, and it's they're very basic. So you were saying that you kind of like are. It's kind of just based off of the color more than the design. The design is more just like. Pleasing. It's not like, ooh, nice design. It's more like that shirt is cool, and the design is just like an accent kind of thing. I don't,
yeah,
because I usually will pick my shirt based off the color and not the design. So if it just has like a little something happening, like I don't like shirts that are like graphic and have like a lot going on. So I don't know, like I make things that I would wear, which I just think that should be natural, but it's stuff that I like, so I like to sell it.
Which, I think that's cool. I think that's what more people should do. I mean, sometimes it doesn't always work that way. It just depends on what you want. But if you're, like, a creative person and you want to, like, feel kind of, like, fulfilled by, like, creating different things for people, I think I would say this relates to, like, you know, art, too, is, like, make something that you like.
Yeah, when you like something, it's a lot easier to put it out.
Sell it.
Yeah, and
put it out there.
Yeah, and you're a lot happier, and you feel more fulfilled, not in like a big-headed way, but like you're like proud of what you did, as opposed to like back to the sellout thing. Like, you don't feel like you're selling out.
Yeah, right. You're doing something you actually enjoy and you like, and you would wear. Like, I think it's sometimes it's funny because I think people like have this thing where like, oh, if I have merch, like I can't wear my merch. I'm like, I am definitely wearing my merch. No, like, that's the reason why I'm making it.
I wear mine all the time. It's what it is.
Yeah. And it's not like, oh, hey, let me like advertise my stuff. It's more just like, I actually just really like it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to wear it.
Exactly.
And I think, I don't know, I'm playing around with this, this idea of having type kind of like what you have, but having like type on the front, because I feel like not only would I want to wear that shirt, but I think that other people would like connect with it, even if they don't listen to our podcast, which is like something we've been trying to like, you know, like how you get more listeners is you're just going to be putting it out there for more people to hear and see.
Yeah.
So we're like, what can we do? What's something that's really cool that like, and it relates to us. I mean, it's funny, right? It's a pun.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I truly believe it. And I think it's something that our podcast definitely like supports. And like, I mean, we're always talking about like, we want to, you know, talk about things that like can have a big impact on the world, and like things, you know, like we can directly change the future in terms of like how we, you know, interact with people and our environment. And so I think it's like such a true statement, you know, as funny as it is, but it's really a true statement, and it's a reflection of like who we are as a podcast and people. So
yeah, I agree.
I don't know.
It's a win-win. It looks nice and it's just truth. It's so easy to be either, not even negative sometimes, but it's so easy to not just be positive. So being a positive influence is so, it's just easier to be the future if you're positive.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. Well,
something that I've learned super, like, that has been just so much better is, well, what do you record with Audacity?
No. So I record with Audition.
Oh, okay.
But I have heard very good things about Audacity. I don't know much about it, but I do know that a lot of people swear by it.
It's, oh my gosh, it's magical. Like, I recommend it to everybody. But I mean, it's the same for Audition, but just how it has time codes. Like, I just write notes. Like, I'm planning on probably cutting out the last, like, 10 minutes that we were talking, but you can just write, like, I wrote when we started talking and then kind of when it ended, but just having notes, it makes editing a trillion times easier.
I should really do that.
Dang. And like, and I wrote down, like, when I mentioned Thomas, when I'm in the last podcast, and then when I mentioned Alan, so I can like go and tell them like when their timestamp was. But it's, let me just tell you, having a notepad by you and writing timestamps.
Dang it. That is my, that's constructive criticism for me, because I need to be doing that. I think you told me about that and I was like, oh yeah, I should do that. And then every single time I've gotten here, I've been like, what am I doing? I could literally just write this down. It's super easy. Like, why am I not doing that?
It makes it so especially because if, like, right now we're at 42 minutes, instead of going through and listening and trying to remember, like, okay, it was like around 30. Like, I know when it was. It's so nice. I mean, I have this time, like, we started talking at 33 minutes and then we're at like 42. If you want that information.
Woohoo. Nice. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it definitely is something I need to be utilizing more. Definitely. Like making little markers or something. But, there's a markers tab.
There is. I know on my Zoom H4N, there's a button. If you push the record button again, it pushes a mark. And when you go and put it in Premiere, it gives you those little yellow tick marks where I marked it. So, like, there might be an option like that. If you, like, press something on Audition, it'll mark it for when you go and check it. I think I can on here, too.
Like, I'm testing this out. This is live. Oh, yeah. Hey.
It worked?
Hey there. I can label it as well.
Ooh. Genius. And it's something that's so simple. Okay. But you just...
Yeah.
If you didn't know about it, it's just... I don't know.
That's so interesting. Okay. Wow. Learning new things. See, I'm taking little pieces of your podcast right now.
See?
Like, in the process. Yes. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, it says exactly... So you can, like, mark in and out. So if I want to... Okay, so say this is where I want to mark it. Do I hit this again? Maybe. I don't know what this means. Duration? I don't know. Okay, interesting. So, yeah, you can do different markers at any point in time. And it tells you duration and, like, start and all that.
That's sweet. Wow,
that's so cool.
Nice.
Well, good to know. Yeah. But...
That's
cool. Learning.
Learning. Picking pieces. That's the way to go.
Well, cool. I don't know if you have anything more to add. I feel like we hit all the things. It's kind of a culmination. I mean, we just kind of brushed the surface of this topic. I think there's so much stuff we could talk about.
I agree.
You know, in terms of, like, what stuff we get inspired by and, like, you know, gosh, there's so many things out there and... I think it could go further. It could be not just podcast. It could be for, like, anything. Like, I know for my design stuff for work, like, I mean, there's so many resources that I use to, like, figure out what I want to do and what my style is. But,
Boop. Okay. This is recorded, probably a week later. This is the end of the podcast. It kind of ended abruptly there. I can't remember what happened. I think that I cut things out. So what happened was we recorded this podcast and then I edited it like a week and a half later. I wanted to wait for them to post theirs and have theirs up for a while because it was for their podcast. So I let them have that. Then I've got mine just later. But be sure to go and check out their podcast, Over the Thread, and subscribe to my podcast. Do the support thing. Let everybody know that you're out there, you know. But that's all I got. I hope you enjoyed this. Yeah, do something nice, somebody. Peace out.